Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've done really deep research into the occult, into the New World Order, the facts, folks. You know that we do our research here, and one of the places I do research that meshes with my own, again, I try to disprove my own research, and you go somewhere like BarryChamish.com, it just meshes with all the independent research I've done independently with other facts. So really good source of information, BarryChamish.com, Barry, BarryChamish. And we have a link to his website up on Infowars.com and a link to some of the great articles he's written. And you know, it's kind of my fault. We are jumping around here. In about 30 minutes, we will take your calls. Now we got people holding, but it's going to take a while to go over all this. We got a quick break coming up here in a second, but the group Hijacking Judaism and basically doing a lot of evil things and making deals with the Nazis, radiating Jewish children, working with the U.S. government. Think how evil our government is. We're not just talking about Israel here. Our government wanted to test and radiate 110,000 people, so okay, we'll make a deal with Israel to do it to Jewish children. Folks, none of us are safe when stuff like this is going on. Barry Hamish, it's got to make, you know, as a Jew living in Israel, loving your people, it's got to make your blood boil to know that the descendants of the creeps and even some of the people that did this are still alive in your country and haven't been brought to justice.
They're running the country. My goodness. Look, I have a sense of humor and it keeps me alive. But they're running the place. Keep in mind that you take a Sharon, the Israeli people go to elections, they think they're electing a guy who's going to save them from all this. And in fact, he is thoroughly and completely corrupted. Now, I don't have to explain to your listeners what the Council on Foreign Relations is. But Israelis, they know nothing. They don't believe there's a Council on Foreign Relations. I have four books in Hebrew where I'm trying, like Cliff's Notes, to explain to them who is corrupting the Jews, who's wrecking our people. More than wrecking our people, who is going to destroy our people? And I explain that Sharon is merely a spy. He's nothing more than a spy. And it goes back to 1974. It goes back to a meeting with Henry Kissinger. And I take the dates, I take the places, and I take the people, and it all fits like a glove. And, well, what can I tell you? I've written these books for the last 10 years. Honest to goodness, I have four books in Hebrew, and I have six in English. Nothing I predicted went wrong.
Well, Mary, I got to say this, though. It seems like not just Jews, but everybody seems to be starting to wake up. I mean, aren't you seeing a massive awakening?
I don't care about everybody. This country of mine is doomed. If we don't smarten up really, really quickly, we're not going to exist. Now, again, we talked about the radiation without putting it in perspective. And I'm a little worried about your listeners, again, because the argument I give is not, it's not a complicated one. It actually makes sense. It's just a new reality, certainly for the Jews. The Jews believe that there was a Holocaust all through Europe, that anti-Semitism went nuts, and without Israel, we'd have no refuge. That's the basic argument of the Jews. The fact of the matter is there would not have been a Holocaust without the labor Zionists. It wouldn't have happened. And we would have saved the Jews, and the world would have intervened, and there would not have been 6 million missing Jews without labor Zionism. But you have to take the details now. Again, these are very, very broad statements. Now, may I go a little backwards?
Yes, sir. You do whatever you want. I mean, you've got the floor, my friend. You don't have
to ask permission. Rush into the ringworms. You're absolutely right.
That's well, we're going to go to break. I just want people to realize the level of evil we're talking about. That's just one of these people's crimes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking to Barry Hamish. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up as well. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a lot of news, a lot of information to cover. We've got continual indictment watch going. If indictments get handed down, we'll immediately let you know who got indicted. Myers is withdrawn because it was discovered that she was left of Hillary Clinton, literally. I'm not joking about that. We are talking to Barry Hamish, and he's just a great researcher and writer. He's written for some of the biggest newspapers in Israel. And we were just talking during the break, Barry. You've written quite a few books, made some powerful videos. We'll tell folks about those later. And I said, hey, do you get threatened over all of this being in Israel? That was one question. And the second question was, are you waking a lot of Jews up in Israel to how they're being controlled? And please give us those answers.
This is the 10th anniversary of the Rabin assassination. For the last 2 days, I've been on phone with the major newspapers because, well, all the polls of the last 4 years have proven that most, and I mean a big most, 70% plus, believe me, and my book, Humor to Yitzhak Rabin, over the government. We have between 70 and 79% of Israelis, according to all polls, believe that my book, Humor to Yitzhak Rabin, tells the truth and the government is lying. In other words, the person who is sitting in prison didn't do the killing. The killing was done by the, it's called the Shabak. It's our equivalent of your FBI.
I pronounce it wrong. It's not Shin Bet.
Well, yeah, that's fine, too. Shin Bet and Shabak are the same thing.
Okay.
the personal bodyguard of Yitzhak Rabin shot him.
It's just like Ronald Reagan.
It's the same murder.
Yeah.
Exactly. It really is. Remarkable parallels. But the person, the final link on the chain of command is Shimon Peres. Shimon Peres, the head of the Labor Party today, ordered the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. And there were many reasons, but one, he hated him. Let's begin with the personal. He hated Yitzhak Rabin. And then Yitzhak Rabin tried to take us out of this awful, awful so-called peace process that's tearing Israel to bits. And that gave Peres the authority, the international authority, to murder Rabin, and the final cooperation and the order came from France and the Bilderberg Group and the Vatican. They all killed Yitzhak Rabin. My books, by the way, trace every name and every date and how it was done.
Now, the Vatican itself, though, according to your research, has some of these same groups infiltrating it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you paint a broad stroke, and let's go to it. Poor little Israel is being taken over by all kinds of groups. The Vatican wants Jerusalem back. They want... We're talking the Crusades again. We're talking Crusaders. But they don't need Knights Templar anymore. They have enough traitors within Israel, beginning with Shimon Peres, who is the head of the Labor Party, and which, of course, means he's head of the opposition, but far more. That they can actually take over Israel and Jerusalem just by employing our idealistic young Israeli left. They can actually do it from within. And we have got some very serious problems of infiltration within
Israel. Well, let's go back to the labor Zionists. Let's go back to the point that we were at. I mean, I was asking the question, can you repeat what you told me about getting threats?
Oh, I had my period. Now it's... Our leaders have discovered that it's far, far better to ignore me. I'm completely embargoed in the media, completely. I'll bet you I've been invited to 20 TV shows who have canceled me the next day or within 2 hours sometimes. So that's better for them. It's better to keep me unknown than to give me a forum and let me explain what I know. The problem is when I get a forum, I bring evidence, and the evidence is really indisputable. It comes from as high as the Israeli police laboratories. I bring forensic and ballistic evidence. I don't just talk. On this show, we're jumping around a little bit, but when I go on the Israeli TV, I pull up pictures and documents,
okay,
and people
let's
are
say,
convinced. I've given my lecture, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, at least 500 times in this country. Very, very few people leave with any doubts. So I have a strategy. I think I can beat them.
Well, this is
the 10th anniversary. I'm getting a lot of publicity. I think it's going to be this year. And when the truth of Rabin comes down, our whole history is going to come down with it. Okay, and this, I think, is good. I think it's going to cleanse our nation and make us stronger. I believe that. But the utter, complete rot that took over Judaism simply has to go. It has to go.
Well, let's, Barry, go back then, and you said you wanted to go back in time, but treat this like a TV show or something where we've got limited time here to cover all this.
Oh, I'm doing my best for you.
No, I know. You're doing
I'm
a good job.
I'm it every which way.
No, you're doing a good job. But let's try to encapsulate this from your research. Let's go back then and talk about Rothschild and talk about the Bank of England and talk about all these moves and Adam Weishaupt. And then let's bring that up then to Nazi Germany and the Holocaust and the rest of it.
All right. Now, again, we remember Shabtai Tzvi. We remember 1666. We remember he declared himself Messiah of the Jews. Now we have to go forward almost a century to someone named Yaakov Frank. Yaakov Frank was a follower of Shabtai Tzvi in Poland. He cut a deal with the Catholic Church. He brought 5,000 Jews for conversion to Catholicism, but they would secretly be following Shabtai Tzvi or Sabbataianism. Now, he's dead poor. The year is 1784. He hasn't got a penny to his name. Now, suddenly, he goes to Frankfurt, Germany, 1785, and becomes extremely wealthy. Now, 1785 is the turnaround date for Judaism. That's when its leadership became thoroughly infiltrated by, well, okay, Luciferianism, whatever you want to call it. I call it Sabbateanism. Again, Shabtai Tzvi, same source. There is a meeting in Frankfurt, Germany in 1785 between three people. One is Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt was the founder, or at least they say he was the founder of the Illuminati. He may have been second, third, or the mere spokesman.
Ingolstadt University.
1785, Adam Weishaupt meets Yakov Frank. Okay, it's called Frankism. It is the European branch of Sabbateanism. Yakov Frank, okay, one. Two, we have Adam Weishaupt, and then the big one, Mayor Amschel Rothschild. They meet in Frankfurt, Germany. There are three agendas going on here. One, Adam Weishaupt. He is representing the Vatican. His main goal in life is to revert the Protestant Reformation. They are disgusted at the Vatican that a new Christianity has emerged in Europe. They want...
Well, Barry, from the information I've got is that they were trying to subvert the Catholics, the Protestants, everything. The Illuminati was trying to overthrow everything.
No problem with that. That's what happened.
Okay, so let's continue from there.
That has been deeply ignored, and this is a branch that, combined with the Illuminati, has brought this world to its knees, and that is Yakov Frank representing, okay, once again, Sabbateanism. They wanted to turn the Jews into, again, Luciferians, believers in Shabtai Tzvi, that the Torah, the Talmud, everything that gave them moral reason to continue to be Jews was subverted.
Okay.
The Ten Commandments, which, again, Christian and Judaism gave us a moral basis, were subverted upside down.
And then now let's fast forward, though, because we're going to get a break here in a few minutes. Fast forward, then.
Okay, fast forward. They created what is known as the New World Order in Frankfurt, Germany in 1785. The Rothschilds provided the money to fuel this Jesuit Illuminati combination with anti-Judaism Sabbateanism. Does that put it into perspective for now?
Well, Barry, I know that those groups were involved, and I'm not sitting here defending what happened with Catholicism, but from my research, the Illuminati was trying to take over Judaism, was trying to take over the Protestants, it was trying to take over the Catholics. Yeah, this Luciferianism was taking over every guise it could, including old line Masons.
Now, that's the next step.
But I wouldn't so much say it's some tool of the, you know, the Catholic Church itself, more than it's a group trying to take over everything.
I would say they took over the Catholic Church itself.
There's a difference between saying it's the Catholic Church or the Catholic Church is being taken over. But go ahead.
Next step. You're absolutely right. The exposure of the Illuminati. Just before the French Revolution, you're aware of this history, of course, that the horsemen and the papers and the plan of the Illuminati was revealed throughout Europe and banned from country to country. And then we have the next stage. Because the Illuminati was banned, they took on a new strategy. We will subvert Masonism, Freemasonry, and turn their edicts into our edicts. That is how Sabbateanism and the Illuminati spread worldwide. It was through Freemasonry, which my reading says was an okay organization. It was a guild before the Illuminati and the Sabbateans took them over. Now we have the spread of this. This is now going to America. This is now going to the world.
All right, Barry, we got a break. We'll come back and then fast forward even more to the early days of Adolf Hitler and how he was supported by this group. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking to Barry Shamish, researcher, journalist, author. Tell you about some of his books and videos before he leaves us. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be taking your calls. If you want to talk to Barry or ask his question about different news items or what's happening in the world, he's got a very interesting perspective. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Barry, then we fast forward to this group in the 1930s, right through the 1940s. Tell us what, and by the way, we have their publications. It's not like we're claiming this. We have this this, as you call them, labor Zionist faction, which is the dominant faction, openly just laughing about Jews dying. I don't think it's funny when any group gets targeted and killed. And I wonder why the ADL doesn't talk about it, Barry.
Oh, you're talking. Forget any conventional Jewish group in America or elsewhere talking about it. That the labor Zionists have taken over all Jewish groups. You can forget that. What we have to do, and I've got a battle, is essentially to let Jews know that they have been infiltrated and that their worst enemy is from within. The ADL. Okay, that goes back to the B'nai B'rith and Scottish Rite Freemasonry and everything else that went into the, forming the ADL.
I've noticed the ADL.
We're rushing so fast that I can't do it stage by stage. Let us just say, from the last point that we were at, that we have now got ourselves, the Sabbateans, determined to turn all of Judaism into anti-Judaism.
So they're waging war.
Now we rush forward because that's what we're doing in this interview.
So Barry,
to get the Jews to become something else, do something called the Enlightenment. There's a whole history, but the 1860s, British Freemasonry and the Sabbateans decided the best way to turn the Jews around and get them to accept this Frankism, this Sabbateanism, is to create a Jewish state in Israel. Hence the birth of labor Zionism.
So basically, convert or die, and we're going to use Hitler to do it.
Boy, are you jumping. Yes. 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 Subtracting a whole lot of events before that, that was the ultimate, yes.
How would Albert Pike?
You don't want me to go through stage by stage how they did it, how they heated up Europe, how they blocked ports of the world to Jews who want to escape the Cossacks and the pogroms, the fascists and the Nazis, so they would be forced to go to Palestine.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I just did it in two sentences.
You did.
The fact remains that Israel was not created as a refuge so much as to create a Sabbatean state. And this Sabbatean state would become the new Judaism.
Well,
once the Jews had to go to Palestine, they would have to become Sabbatean.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a second.
This,
Barry?
Which includes me, my family, my neighbors, and everyone I know, including the nation of Israel today, well, who cared about them? Who cared about them? Now, I'm going to fast forward because this is not a simple interview. Apparently, we are talking with a very highly educated audience here. Usually, I have to do a Cliff's Note piece-by-piece, stage-by-stage explanation. But let's jump ahead. Why not? 1932, Germany. There are over 250 Jewish groups representing the Jewish community in Germany. 1934, Germany, all are banned by the Nazis but one, and that is labor Zionism. They are legal. They are the only legal Jewish group in Germany. The Nazis allow them to take the Jewish community of Germany and put them into indoctrination camps, where they are trained. You may call it Bolshevism. You may call it socialism. You may call it whatever you want.
So literally, they were Judas goats then for Hitler.
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, they were. But they were directed to Palestine. Now, I truly hope your listeners are following this with huge gaps, huge historical gaps in my explanation.
Now, I understand. Folks understand we don't have 15 hours. This isn't a call.
All right, then.
Barry, got to break again. We can't wait for this break, so we have to break. We'll come right back, finish up, and then we got to go to some calls. People have been holding. They want to talk to you. 1-800-259-9231. We'll have to have Barry Hamish obviously back on sometime in the future. So much to talk about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
All right, Bob, Kevin, Wolf, James, and others, your calls are just a few minutes away. And as Barry Chamish said, skipping large gaps of history that even document this more, there are a lot of universities are even talking about this. Even some leftists are now talking about it. Even conservatives are. These big publications from labor Zionism in Nazi Germany, which was the only legal Jewish group in Nazi Germany right through the war. And then on top of that, there was this weird occultist leader who had like this big temple in downtown Berlin that Hitler went to. Who was, the guy was Jewish, and he'd do all this mysticism, all this occult stuff. I mean, Hitler was not eating the fruitcake, folks. He had Buddhist monks and Tibetan monks, and he did weird seances and sacrifices. That's even on History Channel, cutting people's heads off and then trying to make the heads read the future. I mean, this is Luciferianism. It's what I discovered with Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and all of it. But Barry, bring us up to Nazi Germany and what happened there.
All righty. Now, again, we're talking about a deal. It's called the Transfer Agreement. In this deal, Germany agrees to send its Jews to Palestine. The Labor government agrees that all the Jews' resources, all their assets, bank accounts, everything they have, will go back to Germany. It will buy German products. There are several books on the subject. The Transfer Agreement by Edwin Black is probably your best source of this horrible a horrible agreement between the Jewish agency in Jerusalem and the Nazis. In other words, to get Jews to Palestine, they abandoned the rest of European Jewry. They got the Jews they wanted.
And to be clear, they frustrated and blocked England and the U.S. and anybody else letting Jews get out, even when Hitler wanted to get rid of them.
Even worse, while the Holocaust was taking place right in the United States, the head of the Reform movement, his name was Rabbi Wise, Stephen Wise, I hate to use the term rabbi, made sure that FDR and Congress did nothing to rescue European Jewry. Nothing. Now, again, I can do this point by point and prove it.
Well,
but we're
let me just stop this. You. The Nutricarte Jewish...
Nutricarte.
Yeah, I mean, all over the world, they say the... They bring forward the documents, and they say the exact same thing. That I mean, they're families.
They are right on one point, but they're very, very wrong in their strategy.
Well, sure.
They are.
But regardless, I was bringing up the point that they're mad about how the Zionists blocked them from getting their families.
Yes, they're absolutely right, but their strategy is horrible. They are making alliances with the worst enemies of Jewry in the world, and it's just suicidal.
I don't want to get us down a rabbit trail. I was just bringing that up. But I mean, back to Hitler, please.
Right. Historically, okay, they're right. The fact of the matter is that had there been no labor Zionism. Now, I want to make this point because there was an alternative Zionism, which almost all Israelis back, and they even thought Sharon was an advocate of, which is called, well, back in the 30s, it was called revisionist Zionism, that tried to wipe out labor Zionism, tried to wipe out the transfer agreement, tried to save the Jews of Europe. And this is what Israelis believe in. Israelis have rejected their leadership. Of 120 members of the Knesset, only 18 are labor Zionists today. But they run the media, they run the banks, they run the universities, they run our lives, even though we all hate them.
They got the globalist backing.
Oh, they are the globalist backing. Yes, they do. It's now, I'm, again, hoping that we see the logic here. When did they become truly exposed was in 1993 with the Oslo Agreement. They decided that the PLO and Israel should be friends. Okay, this is when the Israeli people knew that they were going to be committing suicide. And this is when I started my writing, by the way. Had there been no so-called peace agreement, I would never have written a word of this. But me and other people, including, well, basically all of Israel, knew we were going to kill ourselves. We were actually going to kill ourselves as a nation.
Well, let's do this. Before you leave us, let's talk a little bit about them. We'll also talk about some of your books and videos. And I've read one of your books and also seen one of your videos.
Please send me your address. I'll send you the whole package. Much has happened since I researched who murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Yitzhak Rabin tried to put a stop to the suicide, and he didn't last long when he did. Okay.
Well, you're right. But listen. Let's take a few calls here, Barry, because we got about 20 minutes left.
All right, but we haven't got to the meat yet.
We'll try to get to the meat here at the end. I think we've covered quite a bit of meat. I'm in a meat market here. Bob in Texas. Bob, thanks for holding you on the air with Barry Hamish. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Let me jump way forward. Is there a New World Order plan afoot, Barry, to nuke selected Middle Eastern countries and possibly including Israel?
Interesting. Take away nuke. They don't have to nuke. Number one, remember something. Israel is falling apart. When they took the Jews out of Gaza, they took away a community that had turned desert into farms. They had destroyed the lives of 10,000 people and begun the process of the division of Israel. It's the same in Iraq. They don't care because the plan is ultimately to bring in a new world order bloc, just like the EU in the Middle East. In other words, from Morocco to Iran, you're going to have not many countries, including Israel. You are going to see one bloc. That's what they're aiming at. Now, believe it or not, again, I say this because I don't believe Americans can believe it, the same insurgents, as you call them, in Iraq, are fighting the same people as the Gaza residents of Israel. We're fighting the same forces. They're breaking up the Middle East. Syria is next, by the way. Now, I can give you an amazing example. Just 2 days ago, the entire Israeli press was claiming that Syria was behind a very recent rocket attack on an Israeli city. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I think they're preparing the way for an attack on Syria.
No, you're right. They're just going to go into... Look, it's any sovereign country has to go down. They call sovereign countries rogue nations. Bob, great points. Thanks for the call. Kevin and Mass.
Yes, that's what I meant. They're all going to go down, including Israel, to create this bloc. The bloc, of course, will meld with
the
EU.
It's the same thing with Serbia. Any strong, independent country, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Israel, whether it's Serbia, it's going down. Let's talk to Kevin and Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and it's an honor, Hamish. I'm a Catholic.
My honor, I assure you.
I'm up in Boston area. I'm a Catholic, and I believe that, you know, most of us are good God-fearing people, but I also know that within my church that there is infiltration, as there is in Judaism, but Judaism is full of wonderful people. And
well, there's infiltrators in everything. That's why the globalists are in control.
Well, don't you think that the way to fight them, and I feel they're losing, because I feel as they're pushing their boot down on us, they're really doing it because they're losing. People are waking up. We're joining together. We're strengthening families. We're aware of what they're up to. People are aware of the connections of the Sabbateans and Jacob Frank and the Rothschilds and the Catholic Church and history. I've read this stuff. I'm following out along with Alex, and I think a lot of people out there are.
Yeah, it's widely known now, Barry, thanks to your work and others.
I'm shocked, and the person speaking to me shocks me even more how knowledgeable he is.
And well, I just want to say that you know, my question to you is, when you read and expose all the evil that you do, and you're like Alex in Israel, with you document what you have to say. Do you believe, because that they believe in it? You know, whether you believe it or not, they believe in it. But do you believe that there is God that will make a stand and will judge us and how we face this in the world?
I wish he'd hurry up. Really, I mean, he's taking his time. He's taking his sweet time while my country is going down the tubes.
I hear you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But honest, I'm disappointed in him.
I'm not disappointed in God. God knows what he's doing.
I think we're getting close.
I wish he would really set his alarm clock to tomorrow morning and put an end to all
this.
Well,
we can pray for that.
It's going down. It's going down. And so
we can certainly ask God to. But I just, you know, it's all in God's plan.
Well, I think the more people we wake up, some of those people that are complicit in carrying out this evil can still be saved. They don't know what they're doing, but they, you know, they have to make their choice. The time is running out.
Well, so much of this is compartmentalized. I mean, you know, do cops in the United States like it? They're going to pay thousands of dollars a year for electronic toll roads that track them so Juan Carlos can make money. Let's talk to Walt in Michigan. Thanks for holding, Walt. You're on the air with Barry Hamish. Yes.
I'd like to ask you a straight-up question.
Sure.
Daryl Eberhardt covers the exact subject you've been covering with Mr. Shamish, and I've emailed Mr. Shamish in the past. He's contacted him. We've had communication. So what I'm talking about is this. I would like to have a broad discussion on the Catholic Church's involvement in the New World Order. Okay? I understand, and I'm not saying that you're avoiding the discussion, Alex, but I think you need to have a long-term discussion about the Catholic Church's involvement with this New World Order, the people who are involved in it, as far as the Black Pope, the guy that's behind the Pope that's there, the Jesuit General, you need to have him discussed openly, and I think... there's been too much avoidance by a lot of people, Alex, in the past.
Really?
Discussing the... I'm ex-Catholic, too, by the way, so I'm speaking from my own experience.
Well, my only point is this, sir. You're on the air right now. Nobody's stopping you.
Well, we need to discuss the Catholic Church's involvement in the mass murder of 600,000 to 1 million Christians that were in Croatia at the beginning of World War II, the involvement of the Jesuits controlling Zionism, The Catholic Church is the richest organization in the world, including the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds got a lot of bucks.
Really? What's your proof of that?
What is that? Who's the Vatican banker?
I know people hide their funds, but I've looked at the Catholic Church in many areas is bankrupt.
The Catholic Church in Rome, the honchos in Rome, the Vatican's bankers, the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds do the banking for the Vatican.
Yeah.
That needs to be discussed openly, brother.
Alex, look, my books. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give my email address again. We just don't have the time to do this properly. Look at my new book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. What the man said is right. Chamish, Chamish, at netvision, netvision, .net.il, Chamish at netvision.net.il. What the man said is right.
Well, why don't you just give your website out itself?
Oh, you can't get the books to the website. There's problems with the webmaster. But go look at the information anyways. You're absolutely right. Barry Chamish, one word, BARRYCHAMISH.com, and have a look at it. What we're talking about is what I said at the beginning. There was a horrible alliance made in 1785 between the Jesuit Illuminati and the anti-Jewish Frankist Sabbateans. They're not Jewish. I'm not being an apologist here. I'm telling you that. What you've got in the United States, look who your new Federal Reserve chairman is. If that's not Sabbatean, nothing is Sabbatean. They're controlling your banking through the Rothschilds, through the Jesuits, and I document it. I document it.
All right.
Again, what worries me more than anything else is they're setting up another Holocaust in Israel.
All right, we're going to talk about that.
Kidding.
But I want to take a call.
They're putting up walls here. They're putting up a giant wall, just like they did in Europe in the 1940s. We're being trapped. We're being corralled, and we are in big, big trouble.
Oh, Barry, so you see that as a cage to keep Jews in?
Of course. What else is it?
And then, yes, I do.
Okay.
And then the
yes,
public sees it as something to keep the Palestinians.
Nah, please, in an age of missiles, what's a piece of cement going to do? Look, we are being, this is the same pattern and strategy. And unfortunately, the Jews are as dumb as ever.
Okay.
They don't learn from history.
We're going to take another call right now. James in Tennessee. James, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
This question is for your guest. Earlier, you had mentioned the Talmud and the Bible.
Yes.
What does the Talmud have to do with Judaism?
Interesting. Such a simple question. Do we have the next 8 hours? Let's put it this way. There are sections in the Talmud that are completely obsolete. However, it is the oral tradition put down in paper about 1,600 years ago, and that's how the communities in the diaspora remained Jews. Now, what we've got now with Sabbateanism is that every decent, they're called poskim in Hebrew, rabbinical dissertation, for lack of a better explanation, is being turned into an anti-rabbinical dissertation. The problem is the Talmud and keeping a community together was very, very good. The problem with Zionism is they're taking the very best of the Torah and the Talmud, what we all believe in, and turning it into the opposite.
Okay, I want to make a comment here, if I can, going back to the Catholic situation. You know, I don't even call myself a Protestant. I don't call myself a Catholic. I don't call myself, you know, I'm a Christian, and so you know, I believe in the Bible. And then as soon as we start all fighting with each other, somebody calls in and says Jews are evil, I say, no, I disagree with that. Somebody calls in and says blacks are evil, I disagree with that. Somebody calls in and says Protestants are evil or Catholics are evil, I disagree with that. I'm telling you, I've studied this, folks. And it's the same evil group of Luciferians, and they all work with each other, whether it's a Jew or a German. It doesn't matter. They're of the same spirit. They can be Chinese. It's evil people. It's the same throughout history, and that's just what the evidence shows. So I think whenever we get into a thing of this group runs it or that group runs it, it's an evil group that is running all the groups. And so if we sit here and say it's one group, it's that group, all that does is alienate a whole group of good people who just don't know how they're being manipulated. That's my point.
Amen, you got it right. All I can tell you is that the Jews of 18th century Europe became, by accident, through their leadership, they were guided into, what can I tell you? They were guided into their own demise. The Jews have died because their leaders in the 18th century became satanic. As simple as that. They allied themselves with the Illuminati through Weishaupt. They, and again, not the Jews, the leaders, don't get me wrong for a second here, were guided. The Vatican wants Jerusalem back. The Vatican do not want Jews in Jerusalem. They want a new crusade. All of this is going on today in my country. Now, please allow me to state something.
Well, we're almost out of the... We got one more segment. Stay there, Barry. We'll let you comment in the final segment. And then the show's over, so we'll have to stop there. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Get the new film, Martial Law.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Death that gets into the New World Order and the Luciferianism that is controlling it. I mean, it's just the facts. Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 o'clock tonight. Even if you're unable to get tickets online, I think they've sold out. They still have a limited number that they sell at the door. They hold some. But try to drop by and get those. And if you just want to drop by and get a video or a book or a DVD or something, I'll be there as well. You can still come into the lobby area, and I'll be there before the film and right after it. We're almost out of time. No more time to take calls. We got just a minute or two left with Barry Chamish. Barry, finish up what you were, you know, the key point you were trying to make.
Alex, I feel I failed today. I didn't put it into the proper context. I don't think
you failed. I think you did a good job. You shouldn't say that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tried to get a few of the points, but, again, I was in Texas a few years back. By the way, you have really nice people in Texas. And I gave my speeches and my lectures. I guess I can't do it in a radio show with people who actually understand the subject. But we're talking about documented proof. We're talking that I'm holding, on the Rabin assassination, over 2,500 documents. We're talking about over 40 hours of video, which I present. And please, your listeners, I didn't fill in the picture today. But Israel is in desperate danger from my family, my friends. We are in desperate danger.
Are you in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
I'm right between. I'm in a place called Modi'in. Try and understand that Israel is not going to last very much longer unless we somehow or another all band together and somehow expose the people that are wrecking the Middle East. And by the way, if the Arabs don't wake up, they're next. Okay? They should understand. We may be first, but they're next.
Well, the globalists are manipulating all the sides to order out of chaos. And, Barry, I really appreciate you taking time out to join us. People can find out more information at your website or by emailing you to get in contact. Give folks your email again.
Please. I have books and I have a CD called Sheptai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. I recorded with the American Freedom Network in Denver 2 years ago. And it's Chamish. One word, Chamish, at NetVision. Also one word, NetVision.net, net.il. Chamish at netvision.net.il. I'll get you the whole picture if you just write me.
Barry, look forward to talking to you in the future again, and take care.
You were great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very interesting perspective. I agree with most of what he's saying, and especially the research on radiating the children, that's admitted, and the Zionists working with Hitler, that's admitted. And the Illuminati is basically taking everything over, folks. I mean, you have these existing orders, and they all sort of just getting taken over. Whether they were good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent, they've been taken over. And the globalists count on us thinking it's one group. They don't want us to have the wide-spectrum view to see the total manipulation. But we're going to do that. I really hope that all of you will get my new film, Martial Law, that details how the globalists carried out 9/11. It's the best 9/11 video out there, bar none. Wide spectrum of data, giving you the big view, how they did it, why they did it, how we can expose them. Martial Law, the miniseries, 3 hours long, one DVD. Go to Infowars.com to order it. Or call toll-free to get any of my films that can answer your questions about all the big specials we've got. And have a new T-shirt special where they're $9.95 when you get multiple shirts. I mean, come on. You can make like $4 on those because they're made in America. Yeah, made in America shirts like $5-6. Made in Mexico is like $2. But hey, it doesn't matter. Get some of the T-shirts, Infowars.com, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and see it all right now. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless. See you tonight at the Alamo Draft House.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.